Yo, 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 what the fuck is up? I know it ain't time for chopping up a champ again, is it? Yes, sir. Yes, it is. I'm your boy, old champ. I got my nigga in the building. G, you know how we get down in this motherfucker, you know? We got some for my male audience tonight. Oh, you know what? You know what? I ain't gonna even do that. You know what? This can be for male and female. You know what I'm saying, my nigga? We want to know. You know, it's a new day and age. You know, everybody's impersonable. You can't go up and approach somebody on the street of opposite sex trying to talk to them. They look at you all weird. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Everything's digital. You know, people want to text you instead of talk on the phone now. I want to know. How do you court a woman in this day and age? Or do anybody even know what the word courting means? That's just not y'all linking up Netflix and chill. And I'm going to take something down. You know, no. Courting is going to stop by the woman's house just to see her. You know, go get something to eat. A little nice message in the morning before she go to work or something. You know what I'm saying? But no intercourse. You know, you trying to really get to know this person to see if you want to take it there. You know, I guess that's a lost art, you know, nowadays. I want to know, what's the proper amount of time do people, is it to court somebody without sex, you know, in this day and age? Or what's waiting too long in this day and age? That's what I want to know. But that's what we talking about here today, you know? So, we're going to get right into it here in a minute. We're going to get back with you on Chopping It Up with Champ.
All right, Champ. My opinion on the situation is this. 30 days, I'm feeling a type of way. 45 days, I'm starting to look elsewhere. Simple fact being this. I've been taking you out for 30 days. We've been going here, we've been going there, we've been doing this, we've been doing that. Yet and still, we ain't made a move to further this relationship. The only way to further a relationship at this point is sex.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You got to take after
45. Yeah, after 45. Okay, we done got to know each other about as good as it's going to get in 45 days as far as on the outside looking in. Mm-hmm. Until we take that next step and see if we're sexually attracted, we playing with each other's emotions now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's my take on it. But at the end of the day, courting is something that no longer exists.
Okay.
For the most part, you're going to, if you're lucky enough to meet a woman in traffic, mm-hmm. a few words here, a few words there, but 9 times out of 10, it's going to resort back to Facebook, messaging, so on and so forth, until they claim to get comfortable with the gentleman or the female, so to speak. Uh-huh. But they wonder why we got this thing called catfishing.
Right.
You put yourself in a position to get catfished because you want to sit up on the phone and text message and do all this other stuff when dinner and the movie.
Right. Because when I know when me and you was out there, it wasn't no catfishing.
Not at all.
We was out here, you know, if you see a woman you like, you go approach them and say something.
And take it to the next level.
You know, you either yes or no.
That's it. She either got a man or she don't. And fellas, for the record, if she make you wait for 45 days or longer, you might want to see if it's somebody else in the picture.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. That's just a word to the wise. It might be, it might not be. I could be wrong.
Oh, she might be trying to get out of something.
At the same time, on the same page, if you done waited 45 days, bro, you might be in the friend zone. And
ooh,
you might need to check on it.
Ooh, I ain't even think about it like that. You could have got put in the friend zone.
Yeah, and not new.
Or for not being aggressive enough, huh?
Or you not moving.
You not doing nothing.
after.
Oh, okay, you know okay.
That's how that can go. You know what I'm saying? You courting the whole time. This bitch ain't looking at you as something but a pastime, and she want to get out the house and have a little fun.
Okay, because she know you ain't going to be aggressive. You know you're going to be a gentleman. Right. You're going to go take her out and do something, but you ain't going to try to.
Bingo.
Okay.
The first time a brother that she low-key attracted to force her hand, he's subject to lay it down.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? For the simple fact, you didn't move on it. You try to be Mr. Nice Guy. Nice guys finish last.
That's the truth.
Them is facts.
That is the truth. I had to learn it the hard way.
Yeah,
nice guys do finish last, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
So you nice guys out there, your girl probably got somebody. She got a bad guy up in her probably right now. Why you listening to my podcast right now?
Move.
Go check on it right now. Matter of fact, pause this shit. Call her right now and see what's happening.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If the phone don't get answered, yeah.
Real time. But okay, I'm liking that.
Yeah, because I mean, them is facts.
That's the truth. About a month and a half, you might be in the friend zone, huh? Especially nowadays, because everything is so fast. You know, everybody want instant gratification, you know what I mean? So, I can dig that. Well, there you have it on that one.
And my thing is, with this catfishing situation, how do you allow yourself to get catfished if you...
And there's video chat.
There's video chat. There's meetings. You can set up a meeting.
Well, just don't even put yourself out there on the online. I mean, try to just once you go interact with somebody in real life.
True that.
You know what I mean? Well, that's just me. You know what I mean?
That's facts.
To each his own. Some people might, but then again, some people might be busy. They work a lot. They don't have time to be out there mingling, trying to get to know somebody to take it there with. So some people have to resort to online. So I'm not completely against it, you know, when it's necessary, but at the same time, if you got time to go out and you know, intermingle with people, I would you know, take that approach, you know. So
because I mean, if you set up a meeting and you've been shut down twice,
yeah,
you set up to meet this woman twice and she hasn't came through not once,
uh-huh,
there's a problem.
Yeah, you in the friend zone or something.
She don't want to see you, or you're not talking to the person you might think you're talking to.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because she don't want to see you face to face. You can't get a video chat. You can't get a face to face. You can't even meet out in public at a coffee shop.
Right.
Reason being, you're not talking to who you think you're talking to.
Yeah.
If you're fool enough to think that you are, then you deserve it.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I say too about the people that get catfished. Like, if you go all this long, months and years without seeing a person, you deserve all that stupidity that you done brought on yourself. You know, that's foolishness at the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
You know, well, there you have it, folks. We're going to get back at y'all next time. Chopping it up with Champ.
Champ, I got one thing I want to say before we shut the show down for the people out there.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, man.
If you online being catfished, man or female, look in the mirror, get your glass of ice water because you thirsty.
Oh.
And that's why that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
Real facts. All right, y'all. We're going to get at y'all next time. I'm chopping it up with Champ, and we up out of here.